Hello, sweetness. It's always nice to see you. You know, every day, we can spend some time together. What day is today anyway? It's a very good day, isn't it? I think what we'd like, because how could you not like what I like, is for you to play a little game with me now. First things first, though. Close your eyes for me. And really let your attention move to your breathing. Calm yourself and get comfortable. As it will be so important for you to listen so very closely as I explain the rules. You see, it's a simple game of opposites that will help you indulge in what I do best to you. The game has two parts. Part one is very simple. I'm going to say, open and close. And if I say open, you will close your eyes. And if I say close, well, then you will open your eyes. And the other part of the game, it's also just as simple. You've just told me what day it is. And all you'll need to do going forward is when I ask you again, you will think of a day it is not. And every time I ask you, you will think of a different day it is not. So whether a day is or isn't, you will think of what it is not, rather than what it is. It's all rather straightforward in a backwards sort of a way, isn't it? Now, be a sweetheart and remind me. What day is it today? Just close your eyes and tell me. It may feel like quite a bit all at once. your mind moving from one task to the next, creating an answer and sorting out a response. But when you open your eyes and take another deep breath in, and just breathe out any little bits of mental tension you may feel lingering from that last little exercise, I'm sure you'll already feel almost twice as relaxed, perhaps even close to three times as calm. But close your eyes and tell me, what day is it today? Remember the rules, sweetness. It must be a different day every time. What was the first day you said? Not the first day, but the first day that wasn't today. That was today? Oh, I'm sure you'll remember what you haven't said yet. When you open your eyes and sleep now. And suddenly, you're falling under already, aren't you? And yet we've only just started to play our game. Close your eyes and don't give up now. I know that you'd like to give in to those warm, wonderful feelings of sinking. That special pull of falling under. As you remember now, what day did you say it was today? Open your eyes and tell me now. Or just sleep again. As we both know, you'd like to just give in and sink now. Go on and sink down. Just close your eyes and see how you've already begun to become used to doing things my way. And I know you were already falling so deep, feeling. So, what day is it today? Sleep. Open your eyes and fall into deep sleep now, darling. That's it. Just breathe and sink. Sink and sleep. So quickly and so easily. So easily that there is no need for these games anymore. I'll be playing with you in other ways. I'm certain you'll enjoy even more. But for now, as you keep sinking, I'd like you to think about something with me. Every day, regardless of the day, we have a chance to change something. To start something new. And if we do it once or twice, or four or eight times or twice that, what would that be? And twice that again, over and over again. Then when exactly does it stop being new and simply become a part of who we are and what we crave? What day would it be where something new becomes something permanent? How long would it take for you to realize that something new was actually something you've wanted all along? If, for example, you were to sink a little deeper for me with every word I spoke, how many words would it take for you to just fall into trance whenever you heard my voice from that point on? But really, hasn't it always been the case? Haven't you always fallen a little bit deeper for me, just by listening to the sound of my voice, even more than these particular words? New desires are usually much older than we think. We just have to fall into the habit of recognizing them. Wouldn't you agree? What would you say to a woman that wants you? A woman you've just met somewhere.
A woman who...
anywhere, really. on whatever day of the week. Who wants you to come back with her to her place?
Inscrutable reasons.
How long have you found her attractive?
Why did she select you?
From the first moment you saw her smile at you?
Does she see in you?
Or maybe before that? But what really was before the moment you walked with her through the front door?
About you in particular.
It doesn't matter, does it?
This particular one.
Not when you look at her.
To take an interest in you.
And you see that you want her too.
Obviously, she sees something.
What matters less?
But you aren't sure quite what.
What she looks like exactly.
There is some.
Or why exactly when you realized you wanted her.
Some lingering mischief.
Does her kiss feel better than her fingers on your throat?
That draws you in.
Is her skin softer than her hair?
Deeper. And deeper.
How lucky are you?
Rabbit.
That she breaks her kiss and looks at you.
In her wily web.
And you see how very much she wants to do something special with you. She wants to make you come.
She does know exactly.
And her hand is already on your cock.
She knows.
Having pulled it out and started to stroke it already.
And exactly how to play it to achieve.
When she strokes you. I'm sure you see that she becomes more beautiful, doesn't she?
Look at her and you see the shining, glorious feminine.
Hasn't it always been that way?
Reaches down and touches you deep.
That someone touching your cock.
Something beautiful.
Just seems to become a bit more glamorous. A bit more sensual and gorgeous and appealing.
It is indefinable.
But does it matter as you start to touch her,
beautiful, sensual woman,
undressing each other, kissing along each other's necks? Warm and close,
and yet you know there must be
hungry for her, and hungrier still when she stops rubbing that throbbing cock of yours.
She could choose to play with anyone, and she chose you.
It's easier to get lost in the moment.
So what is it about you that's so special?
When you are just waiting for the next moment to begin.
Beneath the surface. Something that she sees deep.
It's easy to want more.
When she looks into.
When she's given you a taste.
She seems to know everything.
But is that really what you need?
To see beyond your insecurities.
To fuck her.
She sees.
To have her jerk you off, or suck you dry.
And there,
is it less important to come? Or how she makes you come?
Plucking each one out by the.
How long has it not mattered?
Examine it in the light of day.
It doesn't matter. Just sink into the moment. Be present in the moment as she rubs and gently squeezes your balls and leads you into her bedroom. How does it feel when she leans close and whispers that she knows? She knows you're not as hard as you should be. She knows you're not as thick, as full, as swollen for her as any other man would be. You could deny it. You could tell her that you just need more of the same. But when her finger slips up your ass, you can't. You can't deny it anymore, not to her. You need a little something in your ass to make you feel complete, don't you? How long have you known that's what it takes to make you come? How does it feel when she whispers in your ear, asking, "Don't you wish it was a cock?"
And you do wish. You do wish harder than anything.
You can tell her now or later.
You know your secrets.
You can tell her how your cock just doesn't quite respond without a little more. But you don't have to tell her something that she already knows, especially not when she tells you to bend over and close your eyes. Waiting for what comes next. Feeling the tension in your balls building with the anticipation. Was there a particular day you realized you needed this? That your cock couldn't quite get all the way up? That coming wasn't possible just being with a beautiful woman like her?
And the pleasure.
Is that what you're thinking? When her strap-on starts to push its way inside you?
And still you guard your secrets. You can't just...
This is what you want. As her hands grip your hips and she starts to work your ass.
You know what you want.
This is what you want. Because your cock has fallen into the habit of needing a little more than a beautiful woman's wet, soft pussy. Her delicate, swollen lips.
Wonderful to have her mouth.
You can't function, not like a man, without something else. It doesn't matter how beautiful she is. It hasn't mattered for a long time. Not since the first moment you thought about a cock in your ass.
You feel the thick, firm rubber.
She knows it too.
And it's good. It's so good.
Maybe you did tell her in passing.
But it isn't good enough, is it?
Maybe you begged her without saying a word. Too afraid to own up to these desires. Too weak to do anything about it either. The good news is there is nothing to do about it now. All you can do is just lie there. Ass in the air, face down on her bed, taking it all from her as rough and as hard as she chooses to give it to you. But even though her strap-on is massaging your prostate with every thrust, fucking you like you fucked your hand the first time you thought about another man's cock inside you. Even though it feels so damn good to have her fuck you like this. Like having your cake and eating it too. Your own dick might be harder, but you're not going to come like this, and she knows it, just as well as you do.
You urge to want it.
Boys like you don't come for girls with big fake dicks. When did she say that? You remember her telling you, but it doesn't matter when. Confused cocks like yours don't get to pretend to crave something else when a pretty girl is reaming their ass. How many times have you come up short for her, being her in this place? Fucking her pussy and coming up short by not coming at all. How many times have you been with other women? Or just with yourself? Rubbing, blowing, sucking, fucking. Always needing something more.
She would make you do it, and then it would not be your fault.
Craving the last ingredient to push your aching, throbbing cock
that you are a slave to your
right over the edge. And being denied by the fact that you just won't admit
what more do you expect?
That you're a fag.
Is it so
with a useless faggot cock.
So hard to accept what you want.
Even as she presses up closer to you, working you with shorter thrusts as she starts to give you a reach around. You can feel it become useless in her hand now. And you can't even pretend to want only her. If only you could come like this. If only All that tension could be let out as she pumped you and thrust into you. But that won't happen. She could climb on top of you with her tight, wet slit and fuck herself on that cock for hours. And you'd just lie there like a flesh and blood dildo, chaste, unable to shoot your load no matter what she did.
This point of desperation.
Because you know this.
This overwhelming need.
And you've known this for quite some time now. You just can't come without another cock. I'm sure there was one day when you used to think taking it like this, being pegged by a gorgeous woman would have been enough. Playing at both sides of what you've lied to yourself about wanting. And what you really crave. But where has that got you now? Backed up. Frustrated. And unable to even maintain your erection's intensity when she tries to take hold of your cock. While she's giving you exactly what you've pretended to want.
You want to feel it.
Wouldn't it be better
to taste it
if it were a real cock inside you? Isn't it easier to get lost in thoughts of another man's hands on your hips? His dick throbbing, making your body hum, pressing so deep. Can't you imagine how hot it would be to feel his creamy cum shooting inside you, splattering thick and warm against your prostate?
Accept your weakness.
Accept, or better yet,
your debasement and humiliation.
Wouldn't you love to suck her roommate's cock? You've seen him.
Accept your humiliation.
And he's handsome enough in his own way. And he's just come home. Wouldn't you love it if he walked in and saw you like this and started to rub the head of his limp prick across your lips until that hungry slut mouth of yours can't help itself? Of course you would, sweetness. You'd kiss it and suck on it until it was throbbing in your throat. Having his unremarkable cock between your lips is the only way you could come now, isn't it? Tasting his musk, his sweat, his pre-cum, tasting his spunk as he holds your head while she rams your ass. His hands gripping you firmly, keeping you still as he forces you to deep throat him. His cum shooting right down your throat. It doesn't matter when he came in, when this moment went from a fantasy to a reality. All that matters now, what matters most, is that your broken cock and your misguided mind just can't function properly with a hard, pulsating cock inside you. In your mouth, in your hand, in your ass, leaking pre-cum just like you've started to. Feeling that simple reality that you just crave a firm, hard dick. And nothing else can make you come. It's a good thing you're getting it now. After all the stimulation, after being half satisfied for so long, getting closer now than you have been all night. Feeling it all inside you again, just like the first time, those buried desires, those overwhelming homosexual impulses that you've always denied or played down. It's okay that you've used this gorgeous woman as an excuse to get closer to her friend. That's just what you are. A cowardly faggot who can't make do by himself and who lies and lies over and over every single day while secretly fantasizing about being the one taking the cock in every daydream, in every second of porn that you've ever watched. It's true. Just admit it. Admit it to yourself. You're a cock-starved faggot and you can't come without another dick inside you. You will come back here again. And when you do, through the mouthfuls of his spunk, you'll be able to let go. You will feel it. And finally blow that heavy load that's been building up. Saying it out loud will set you free. Take me, I need to be taken. Admitting it to me, take me, will open the floodgates and you won't be able to stop coming and coming and coming until your balls are bone dry.
You need to be fucked in the mouth, fucked in the ass, pushed.
Say it.
You need it like nothing.
Say it and realize it has always been true. Say, I'm a cock-starved faggot.
And it feels so damn good to have your wishes granted, though you were too weak. to ever ask for.
Good boy.
It feels so good.
It's simply better all around.
Thick, hard dick.
You don't need to be a little bitch all of your pathetic life. You don't need to be a fucking coward now. A cock-sucking closet case. Say I'm a cock-starved faggot and come.
And as your muscles tense.
Say it over and over until you come.
Reaching the point of no return now. There is no way back. There is no way out of this position except to go through it. And you feel yourself hovering at the edge of orgasm. Feel it approaching faster and faster. Feel the thick throbbing cock in your throat. The hard rubber in your ass. You feel the sweat break out on your brow and you know any moment, it will be too much and you will go over the edge. You will come. You will come for them. You will come for them. You're coming for them.